Welcome to Zuma Worldwide's Health Education Conference Call. This recording is for educational purposes only. The name brand products referenced are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or mitigate any disease or illness. Health testimonies represent the personal experiences of the individuals and should not be viewed as medical advice. Please enjoy today's call.
All right, guys, I'm going to ask you a question. Do you love food? Silly question, right? If you're like me, you love food. I can't think of things that I enjoy a whole lot more sometimes than just an amazing meal, maybe at an amazing restaurant, or sometimes it's, you know, a family member, or in my case, I'm fortunate in that my wife sometimes cooks some amazing meals. And like most of us, you know, food is a social thing. We love gathering around food. Food is part of every, you know, party. It's part of every birthday party. I mean, food is something is center and foremost in our lives, right? Now, I'm like most people. I try to make better decisions whenever possible when I'm eating food. But the reality is we're all human. There are many times where we make decisions about what we're eating that we know consciously are maybe not the best decisions we can make. But sometimes they taste really good, right? So, again, as many of you know, you hear me talk about this a lot. I believe everything in moderation. Our diet is definitely part of that. Although I'm going to say this, if you were going to make a goal on what you're going to eat or how you're going to eat or the diet you're going to have, I would say use the 80-20 rule. Try to make 80% of your diet healthy, good, high-quality foods. And then you can cheat the other 20% of the time, and maybe those are the foods that you love to indulge in that you know aren't great for you. But there's a problem that we have in modern society today, and that is there are tons of digestive challenges that people are being plagued with right now. And there's a lot of reasons for that. Part of the biggest reason is the quality of the food supply that many of us are exposed to, and sadly a large percentage of the population makes a choice to eat on a daily basis. But there's a bigger challenge, and that is our body's ability to then take the foods that we're putting into it and then do something useful, worthwhile with that food. Meaning every food, even the bad ones, even the junk foods, have a certain amount of potential nutritional value to the body. But in order for the body to take food and convert it into the building blocks it needs to help support your nutritional needs, to help support your energy needs, to support you living day to day, it has to be able to break down those foods. Now, it does it because your body produces enzymes, and those enzymes are designed to help break down the foods that we eat. The problem is so many of the foods that we're eating today do not contain enzymes. In fact, let me ask you this, a couple questions. Think about these as I ask them. Do you use a microwave? Do you consume fast food or junk food once or more a week? Do you eat processed foods? You know, the stuff that you buy off the grocery store shelf that comes in bags and boxes and cans, right? You know, the stuff that's loaded typically with chemicals and preservatives, right? We probably all eat a little bit of that. Do you drink beverages or eat foods that are pasteurized, right? In fact, in the United States, you have to eat and drink certain things being pasteurized because that is the law in our country. Do you ever experience the bloating or gas or belching on a regular basis, especially after a meal? You know, if you answered yes to any of those questions, you're not alone. A lot of people are experiencing those exact things where they're consuming pasteurized products, they're consuming junk food, they're eating processed food, they're using a microwave out of convenience. The problem is all of those things are related to a decimation of any natural enzymes that would be in the food or the beverages that we're consuming. In other words, let me put it a different way. If we are cooking food, if we're cooking liquids, as an example, or heating liquids above 118 degrees Fahrenheit, we've killed and destroyed all the natural enzymes that might have been potentially available in that beverage or in that liquid. Okay, that includes things like soup, of course. If we are taking and heating dry foods higher than 150 degrees Fahrenheit, again, we're destroying all the enzymes in that food. So think about your daily diet. Think about what you typically eat on a daily basis. Are those foods or those liquids heated above 118 or 150 degrees? If the answer is yes, then you are relying solely 100% on your body's ability to produce its own enzymes to be able to break down those liquids and those foods. Now, again, in normal circumstances, that's not a bad thing. The body's designed and equipped by our Creator to be able to do those things. The challenge that we face in modern-day times, though, is so much of what we're consuming is either low-quality, poor-quality foods, and the vast majority of it is completely 100% devoid of enzymes, that our body really, really works hard and struggles just to keep up with breaking down those foods. So it would stand to reason and make sense that, well, we should eat more foods, of course, that contain those natural enzymes. Absolutely. That would be things like your raw fruits and your raw vegetables, or fermented foods, right? Things like kimchi, or things like sauerkraut, as an example. So those contain natural enzymes. The problem is, again, a lot of us as a society are not eating a lot of those foods. But one of the things that you will understand is that based on most people's diets, if they are not supplementing with enzymes, then their body is really working hard to try to break those things down. In fact, some of those things lead to other digestive problems. Many of us heard of gluten intolerance, right? So if we're eating something with gluten and our body can't break it down and digest it, then it gets lodged in our gut and it creates havoc, right? So we have things like celiac disease that pop up. And there's a lot of other gut-related, digestion-related maladies that are origins in the fact that our bodies were unable to effectively and efficiently break down those items so that they could be properly digested and eliminated through the body's GI tract. So it stands to reason that especially for people who aren't making a regular habit of eating foods with live enzymes, such as raw fruits and raw vegetables, that we need to start supplementing more of those into our diet. Fortunately for you guys, Zuma has an amazing digestive enzyme product that we call Assimilator. So Assimilator has been a product that's been in Zuma's line for many, many years. In fact, at this point, Assimilator is over 15 years old in our product line. It's one of those products that when people discover it, they find out quickly how important it is to their experience of eating. Because again, if we're eating foods that we know aggravate us, all of us know we have foods, as an example, that bother us, right? You know there's those certain foods that when you eat them, maybe you start to get a little heartburn, or maybe you start to feel like a little indigestion, or maybe you start to, you know, notice a little more gas and bloating, and you know there's specific foods that when you put them in your body's not very happy with it. And again, if your body's not breaking it down efficiently, it leads to feelings of not so good experiences, like I said, gas and bloating, GI discomfort, etc., right? In fact, I'll give you a personal example of this, how enzymes play such a critical role. Me personally, I love orange juice. I could drink orange juice by the gallon. That's how much I love orange juice. However, I cannot drink store-bought orange juice. If I go to the store and I grab a carton of orange juice and I open it up and I pour a glass at my home, I will get through 2 to 3 sips of that orange juice. And once I'm on that second or third sip, it starts to burn my throat. My throat feels like I've just poured battery acid down it. Now, it makes no sense to me. This is supposed to be a healthy beverage, right? 100%, you know, orange juice, right? What's the problem? Why can't I drink that orange juice that I just bought at the store? Well, because that orange juice by law has to be pasteurized. Remember what I said a moment ago about pasteurization. If we heat something up, we kill all the enzymes. Well, pasteurization does exactly that. It heats up things to kill maybe potentially bad bacteria, which is certainly a good thing for food safety. But the problem is it's also in the same time, in the same process, it's killing all of those natural enzymes. So for me, things like, you know, pasteurized milk, pasteurized orange juice, and many other pasteurized items, my body does not do very well with. However, if I were to go and buy a handful of oranges at the store, and I were to go and hand juice them in my home, and I were to pour that juice into a glass and take a big gulp, I could drink the entire glass. I could drink several glasses without any negative effects. Why? Because I've got the natural oranges with the natural enzymes still intact that I'm drinking now as a form of orange juice because it hasn't been pasteurized. So therefore, there's no reaction in my body. Some of you may be able to relate to some similar things. So again, this is one example for me personally, how I realize how critically important it is to have enzymes. So Here's the example I use. If I'm going to go and I'm going to have something that's pasteurized as a beverage, such as that maybe that glass of orange juice, I can manage to enjoy that glass of orange juice if, before I go to drink that orange juice, I take a capsule of Zuma's Assimilator, because I'm putting into my body some of those enzymes that should have been naturally present in that orange juice that are no longer there, and I'm giving my body a great ability to help break down that orange juice so that I'm not getting this acid reflux feeling in my throat when I go to drink that. That's one real-life example for me personally of how enzymes can make a big difference. Some of you have other foods or other beverages that really bother you that, surprisingly, if you had one capsule of Assimilator before you consume that, you might have a completely different experience in consuming that food or that beverage, right? Because we're giving our body a tremendous amount of health and help by giving it these digestive enzymes. We're not asking the body to produce all its own enzymes at every moment, at every given time we put something into our mouth. We're saying, hey, here's some help to help break this down. And by doing that, we have more enjoyable experiences when we eat. We can eat and drink more things that maybe in the past would bother us. More importantly, we can pull from those foods or beverages more nutritional value, because remember, the body has to break those things down in order to extract the nutrient value. If the body's very poor at creating that digestion and that breakdown, we're not getting the same kind of nutrient absorption from those foods. And many times those foods pass through partially, you know, broken down into our digestive tract for elimination. And again, partially digested food can lead to other issues. And again, we don't have time for that on today's call, but just understand that the better and more complete your breakdown is of your foods, and the faster that that can happen, we can move the food out of the stomach into the upper GI tract and then into the lower GI tract and then out of the body. If we can move food through efficiently, quicker, pulling nutrients out of it, we can get more value from the food we're eating. And yes, that even includes the not-so-great foods. We can actually wring a little more nutritional value out of those foods. So suffice it to say, giving your body some enzymes, some digestive enzymes, to help that process really is an important factor. And fortunately for all of you listening in today, you're the first to hear about this publicly. We just took what has been one of our most popular selling products, Assimilator, and we made it better. We now have what is a new and improved version of Assimilator. In fact, as many of you know, I've been here over 20 years. This is the most improved, this is the most comprehensive digestive enzyme formula we've ever produced as a company. So I'm excited to tell you that it is now in stock and it is available for immediate ordering, and it's available for you to start using and putting to the test in your own body. Here's a couple of the quick things we did to improve that product. We added a trademark branded ingredient known as Astrazyme. So Astrazyme is by far one of the most researched and proven what they call proteolytic enzyme complexes, and it has one key purpose, and that is digesting and helping you break down protein. And it's got lots of clinical studies on it. We were so impressed with this ingredient complex, we said there's no way we can reformulate Assimilator and not have this in there. Why? Because a large percentage of our society consumes a large amount of protein on a daily basis. And protein, especially animal-based meat protein, is one of the toughest things for your body to break down. If you don't believe that, think about the feeling you have when you have a large piece of steak or quite a bit of chicken, right, or a piece of pork, right? That is a much greater ask for your body to break down versus eating a fruit or a vegetable, right? So we need some help. Astrazyme is absolutely stellar in helping to break down that protein. In addition, there's a brand new complex of enzymes that are also designed to help you break down carbohydrates. Again, a lot of us consume carbohydrates on a daily basis. Our body's ability to break those down is important, because if we can't break down those carbohydrates sufficiently, then we end up getting sometimes unnecessary spikes in blood sugar. So if we can break those carbohydrates down more efficiently, more effectively, we can help in an indirect way help to manage blood sugar better. We also have a specialized enzyme blend in this new Assimilator for digesting fat. Again, there's good fats and there's bad fats. Most of us are consuming both of them. And especially if we're consuming the bad fats or more than we'd like to, we need to break those things down. We need to get those into the digestive tract and out of the body so that they can't hang around too long and create havoc within the body, specifically inflammation. And then finally, there's a special enzyme blend in your new Assimilator formula for helping you to digest fiber, Okay? For some people, fiber really bothers them. We're supposed to be consuming more fiber as a human society, but many of us are woefully under-consuming fiber. And part of the reason a lot of people don't consume as much fiber as they should is because if they consume fiber, sometimes it bothers them. Again, it maybe leads to gas or bloating or discomfort. So if we can help break down that fiber so that the body can use it in the way it's supposed to and it doesn't create havoc inside the body, now we have a better experience. We can consume more fiber and get the benefits that fiber provides to the body. This new enzyme complex that we have in Assimilator will help you do that. And most importantly, one of the key elements to any digestive enzyme product is you have to have an abundance of high-quality minerals in that formula in conjunction with those enzymes, because the minerals combined with the enzymes allow the enzymes to work very efficiently and allow the enzymes to do their best possible job when you consume them. Without those high-quality minerals, trace minerals being present, there's going to be a lot less performance out of a digestive enzyme product. And that's why we included the trademark branded version called Aquamin. So Aquamin is a very high-quality marine mineral complex, in some ways very similar to your X2O, that helps to really create maximum performance from the enzymes that are within this brand new formula. Guys, this is one of those products that, again, once you start using it, it's hard to live without it because of the differences, the positive differences in the way it makes you feel. So if you're not an Assimilator user, consider ordering it, especially now with this brand new formula. If you are an Assimilator user, you're going to love this brand new formula we just came out with. It's going to be even better than the previous one and produce even better results for you. But the take-home message today, guys, is this. You need enzymes. Unless you're eating nothing but raw fruits and vegetables on a regular daily basis, you need digestive enzymes. And Assimilator, in my opinion, is one of the finest products you can have in that category to help you break down the food that you're eating each and every day. So, as always, guys, I appreciate you taking your time to be on this call. I certainly hope the information was helpful. And I encourage you to check out our new Pulse newsletter, which comes out tomorrow, which will then be talking about those new enhancements to the brand new Assimilator formula. So guys, until next Wednesday, I wish you a great rest of the week, and I look forward to talking to you again soon. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.